you live in the hills, the church bell only rings for two reasons: Sundays and funerals. One chime for every year the person lived. Our dad was 37. Dear God, how's the weather up on high? Finest upholstered chair up there, sitting on a cloud in the sky. Down here it's wet, raining like a bitch every day. Stained the whole movie set. Maybe you got carried away. We live in Purdue, Pennsylvania. It's got two stoplights,
gas station.
And here, death is no stranger. Every home in Appalachia has two front doors. One for every day, others for the death watch. Everyone participates. Men dig a grave. Women make food.
Ms. Abrams does the saining to keep the body from rising up again.
Paul builds coffins. Mrs. Wilder measures the town for the new year. The town, in this instance, is the last 50 people who live here. That's my brother, Mark. Dear God, you're a funny guy. This little snow globe you got going here to redecorate and gentrify. And all the people awake, they get in their car, go on to work.
They fuck in the park, they spit in the dirt,
and they make you art. Sing me to sleep, keep me awake. Can you see my breath? Love my hate. Walking dreams, living proof. It's more than it seems. Part of a flock, lost in the maze. To clutch it to do. That's that there. This is his funeral. Oedipus Stray went to Purdue High.
He was also the opiate supplier for about half the county, so there's that to figure out.
There's a few other things I should tell you. Dad was an ass. Just because someone's gone doesn't mean you have to lie. We were also poor, and that means making choices that nobody gets to judge. And last, someone had to say what happened here. Someone has to learn a lesson after all this. And the reason that's me is everyone else died a long, long time ago. Sing me to sleep, get it right.
Or as my grandma would say, you need to go back a long, long ways. Grandma Ma was the Stray family matriarch, our oldest living relative, and she was terrifying. I don't know why she gets called both Grandma and Ma. She just does. Once when I was little, I asked her, Grandma Ma, how come you got two names? And she said, every man I ever married said I was twice the woman they needed. And they were right. Grandma Ma told legends and fairy tales we didn't know half were true. But starting early, she sent me and Mark straight on what to expect in life.
Ever since we came from Ireland, we'd been chased by hell. Our people settled in this valley year of 1812. The British set ablaze each home who wouldn't bless the crown. The minute we built up our timber, half the town burned down. Call it fate, but since we came, our lives only got worse. You can find greener pastures, but you can't avoid a curse.
The curse started years earlier when a priest visited our home.
Three of the stray men turned the man away, so he set a hex on our family from that day forward.
Normally in these stories, it's a witch that sets the curse, but we're from Appalachia, so it's Catholics.
Damn straight!
Our family swore off Catholicism, religion, and basic common sense thereafter. We moved to Purdue, Pennsylvania, a good coal mining town, and as demand grew, Purdue grew to a population of 4,000. But our luck never improved.
And Grandma said this curse has followed our whole family. We have an uncle.
Had an uncle!
Moved to Tennessee. He He swore he'd sing in Nashville, he could hammer his guitar. They found him 6 weeks later, drowned 10 feet outside the bar. The lesson, chase your dreams and you'll get followed by a hearse. You can leave Pennsylvania, but you can't avoid a curse.
But the worst thing, the true proof of the curse, was the fire. The Purdue mine fire. Dad used to work for the mines, but they closed down years ago. Unions got gutted, wages fell. Then one day, kids were lighting bottle rockets in the abandoned shafts, and they struck a seam. Anthracite coal, harder than regular coal, runs in seams all along these hills. And once it hit, the fire spread everywhere. Smoke rose up from the mountains. Mountains would glow at night. It was like hell itself was coming up after us.
The hills are on fire. It burns underneath. It grows and we don't know which way it goes under our feet. It spread out so quick. Your shoes feel the heat. The smoke billows low like fog so thick we barely can breathe.
Whole town gathered to figure out what to do. Now wait a minute. Now we have a problem and we're gonna fix it. The fire is causing sinkholes. I was hunting last week and I saw a deer still spotted get swallowed up by a puff of smoke and flame. Well, obviously that's bad for hunting season and we'll refund you. I know everyone is getting worked up, but it'll blow over. They want to take away our mineral rights. Mr. Abrams got carbon monoxide poisoning. I was taking a nap. I'm fine. Now why don't we start a fundraising committee and hire a specialist? That might work. Or are you auditing for office now, Mrs. Wilder? Second, you get on to fundraising. You know what we're doing next? We're on to taxes. Well, something has to be done. They tried blasting out the fire with dynamite, but that didn't work. Diverting the Susquehanna River just made it angrier. It turned out, years earlier, they could have stopped the whole thing with a $1,000 ditch 30 yards in a circle around the seam, but it never got approved by the council. It was an election year, so the seam grew. Trees started dying a few days before you saw the smoke. That's how you got ahead of it. But it never burned out. It was too big and too fast. By the time Mark and I were born, the Purdue mine fire had been burning for 50 years.
The hills are on fire. It burns underneath. It grows and we don't know which way it goes under our feet. It spread out so quick. The smoke billows low like fog so thick we barely can breathe.
Half the town moved out. Half those left were evicted. The government established one of their commissions and forced 95% of Purdue out of their homes. Now the town's barely 100 people. 95! Only buildings left in the town are homes, gas stations, the Amoco, and the clinic. People use drugs? Sure they use drugs. Why wouldn't you use drugs? The town's on fire! And I thought my 6th birthday was basically the worst of it until I got home from school. Dad, what's wrong? Your mom. She's gone. When's she coming back? She's not, don't you get it? No. Let's go find her. She can't have gone far, sweetheart! Your pa's too nice to say. She's dead. Come here, sweetie. No! No, she's not! She's not! Kelsey! They tear down the abandoned homes like they're never there. The commission claimed eminent domain on every home for public safety. They can't kick you out, but when the owner dies, it gets converted back to the state. A literal ghost town. One generation from being erased. Dad does part-time at the prison, earns his health care off the pension. Grandma lives with us. So that's where we lived. And still live. Here you go, Dad.
Thanks, Kelsey.
You okay, Dad?
I'm fine.
We were barely getting by when the worst of it started happening. That's what Grandma meant by something or someone having it in for us. We lived up to what every person in the hills ought to be. But sometimes, there's bigger forces than right and wrong.
You can give your days to honest work until you bleed. Follow each commandment, give up drinking, sex, and greed. Promise to your children they will never come to harm. Swear you'll live forever, minutes for you by the farm. Pledge your virtues while you can and scram if shit don't go to plan. When life comes crashing down on you, you'd be surprised what people do. You can vow that you won't break when things turn for the worst. You can swear you won't get cancer.
baby, I don't feel so good. Dad!
Huh. But you can't avoid a curse.
Pneumoconiosis. Airways around the bronchioles enlarge because of contaminants over prolonged exposure. Essentially the same as emphysema, only not from smoking. Most likely from you working in the mines.
So it's cancer.
Well, it's actually not cancer.
Will it kill me?
Yes, it's terminal, I'm sorry to say.
Then what's the difference? I'm gonna die, and it's easier to say.
We have a prescription. Fentanyl. Should help with the pain.
Kelsey! Thanks, Doc.
2 pills a day, he'll be groggy after taking it.
He's on heart medication. Will that be dangerous, putting those together?
Shouldn't be, but watch for shallow breathing.
He's a drinker. He already does that. Is there any other way to tell?
Swelling near the throat could be a sign as well. But that's good, though. You keep all tabs on that all in your head.
Mark's got the smartphone for all of us. I can't really keep a pen around.
Well, if you have a good memory, you could consider nursing. It's not too hard to become a doctor's assistant in the city if you get good grades. Man, it pays better than being a shitty clinic out here.
Really?
Sure. We have some treatment options for your father, depending on your insurance.
I don't want treatment. Dad. What the fuck?
Kelsey?
Maybe we should all just calm
down. Shut up! What exactly are you thinking? You heard him. Terminal. Can't fight a mountain, it won't move.
Well, sure it will.
Why bother?
Because you have a family and a home. And if you're gone, we lose the house. If you weren't feeling sorry for yourself, you'd think that for a second. Give me the pamphlet, Kelsey.
Give it to me.
Sweetheart, this ain't your fight. When I joined the mine, they say we'd have a home for 5 generations. Then they left. Shit happens.
You're a coward.
Fuck you!
You know, I feel like I shouldn't be here.
What, you never seen a family chat before?
I'm telling Mark and Grandma.
Like shit you are.
The clinic is on the edge of town, just along County Road 9. Most folks live up on the hill, and the stray house sits at the top of River Ridge. The day of the diagnosis, Kelsey stole her dad's Grand Am and drove it home to get there first.
She's 16,
but never got her learner's permit,
so she was slow.
And Ed was pretty damn mad, so he ran after her.
I thought it was strange when I saw Ed chasing his own car up the hill that morning.
Seen him chase it down the hill plenty of times.
Grandma! Mark! What? Grandma! Mark!
What? What? I'm here! What you worrying about?
Dad's dying.
What?
Oh. Well, we all are, honey. You gotta be more specific.
No, we came from the doctor. He's got months, maybe weeks left.
Hey. It'll be okay. Hey.
Oh, Mark.
It's gonna be okay.
Are you all right?
No.
Yeah. What else is new?
Kelsey!
You took my goddamn...
All right, watch it, Dad. Watch it here.
Grandma, stop it, stop it.
I'm working on it.
What is that?
Horses.
What is that?
No, that's nothing. That's his grandma's shotgun.
Okay.
Whoa. Got that out of your system?
Yeah.
Good. I made cobbler. Now, get to this table or one of you goes back to the clinic with a load of buckshot in your ass.
All right. Come on over here.
All right, fine.
That's it?
Kelsey, come to dinner.
We're not going to talk about this. He's sick. We have to fight this.
And who's going
to
pay for that?
Huh? You're all sitting here like nothing's happening.
Sweetheart, you're young. You want to think that if you try, really push your shoulder into it, something will budge. But there's nothing to do. Nothing we can do. Just the curse.
He made a promise. Drunk, bag of wind, or worse. When Mom died, you said you'd be here. You ready to check out? No fight at all.
You know what?
Ed, cut it, Ed. Kelsey, run out to the porch if you need to. I'll keep the food warm. We'll be here.
Fleet in the kitchen. Dad grabbed the pots and we all would pitch in. We gather round the space heater. And I love when Mama sang. When the cold wind came around, we stayed home and hunkered down. deep going underground. No one sees it coming. We miss the signs, but they're flying right in front of us. Walking blind like strangers to the obvious. Is there some way to fix this mistake? Some chance we can take, some rule we can break.
Driving,
Dad.
Banged up the whole front fender. I'd be better if someone taught me. Well, you remember your brother's accident mashed up his head. That's why he is the way he is. I wanted to protect you, I guess. Can't do that if I'm not around.
Mm-hmm.
Did you keep those brochures from the dock?
Yeah. Why?
I'll do the treatment. And if you don't mind learning from a drunk bag of wind, I'll try to stick around long enough to teach you how to drive.
You mean it?
Yeah.